Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, November 3rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rock breaks. Max Power Mine X, OTC Max FF 89N, doubles Genesis trend to 475 kilometers with new Radville natural hydrogen focus area. Max Power Mining, a leader in the natural hydrogen sector, has doubled its Genesis trend to 475 kilometers with the new Radville natural hydrogen focus area. The company's editorial, AI's growth has a power problem. Natural hydrogen could be the perfect solution, discusses how natural hydrogen can address the rising electricity demand from AI and data centers. Max Power controls 1.3 million permitted acres in Saskatchewan, including the Genesis trend near a proposed hydrogen hub. The company is set to commence drilling in Q4 2025. Max Power also holds properties in the US and Canada focused on critical minerals, with a recent diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom at the provided link. Investor news breaks: Max Power Mining, CSE Max XF, Frankfurt 89N, featured in Network News Audio on natural hydrogen as a clean energy solution for AI growth. Max Power Mining, featured in a recent Network News Audio segment, is exploring natural hydrogen as a clean energy solution for AI growth. The rising demand for electricity driven by AI is surpassing global grid capacity, creating the need for scalable energy sources. Natural hydrogen is highlighted as a clean and dispatchable alternative that could provide power to compute-intensive regions. Max Power, North America's first public company focused on natural hydrogen, is advancing exploration and development to support the AI era's energy needs. The company holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector and also focuses on critical minerals properties in the U.S. and Canada. One World Products secures OEM approval for cellulose fiber-filled master batch for future vehicle programs. One World Products Inc. has secured OEM approval for their cellulose fiber-filled master batch for future vehicle programs, positioning them as a key supplier in the global shift to renewable and circular manufacturing. This milestone comes after surpassing 100,000 pounds of rubber shipments and expanding partnerships in the sustainability ecosystem. The company's portfolio includes bio-based master batches engineered to lower carbon impact and integrate with existing OEM manufacturing systems. Chairman and CEO Isaiah Thomas stated that the approval confirms their materials are production-ready, while partnerships with industry leaders like Stellantis and Dow highlight growing recognition of their technology and environmental leadership. Exposure to more artificial light at night may raise heart disease risk. Higher levels of exposure to artificial light at night were linked to increased stress-related activity in the brain, inflamed arteries, and a higher risk of heart disease, according to a small study of adults in Boston. Nighttime light pollution appeared to affect heart health, making it an environmental factor that could be changed to help reduce heart disease in communities with higher levels of nighttime light. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, found that every standard deviation increase in light exposure was associated with about 35% and 22% increased risk of heart disease over 5- and 10-year follow-up periods, respectively. Researchers suggest reducing unnecessary outdoor lighting and limiting indoor nighttime light exposure to improve heart health.
State Roundup: Moore declares state of emergency with $10 million to food banks. State Senator Attar federally charged in blackmail scheme. Moore declares a state of emergency and allocates $10 million to assist food banks in Maryland, addressing the looming expiration of SNAP benefits. Meanwhile, State Senator Attar, her brother, and a Baltimore City police officer face federal charges in an alleged extortion plot. Maryland lawmakers are working to provide financial assistance to federal workers affected by the ongoing government shutdown. In other news, there are calls for accountability in Maryland's foster care system, discussions on reopening state childcare scholarships in 2026, updates on solar zoning laws in Carroll County, and a town hall featuring Baltimore County executive candidates. Additionally, Turning Point USA is now an official student club at Anne Arundel Community College, and potential changes to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project route are causing concern in New Windsor.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.